Q94, your Mountain of Rock. Again, your 8 o'clock hour is being brought to you by Baird Dodge Jeep Ram Chrysler in West Plains. Also, Baird RV Outdoor and Marine in Mountain Home, Arkansas. Don't get a bad deal, get a Baird deal, because why pay more? We got on the line with us head coach of the Houston Tigers. You can catch right here on the Mountain of Rock Q94 tonight. It's head coach of the Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan. Good morning, coach. How we doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Last week, you played the Willow Springs Bears. You got a victory, and that's always a great feeling.
It is. You know, after our 7-turnover performance the week before against Ava, it was good to see us bounce back and, you know, take care of the football. We didn't have any turnovers. We went back to fundamental football and decided to take care of it. And I thought we played really well up front, both sides of the ball, and, you know, I think that was big for us in the outcome.
Well, yeah, and, you know, we didn't get to talk last week, but I was, you know, doing the Liberty game, kind of score watching, and it's like, ooh, that's a ball game. And then the Ava game, now I'm backing up, you know, it was close, it was right there, and then just it was like an implosion. Am I close?
Yeah, I mean,
am I close?
First play. Yeah, oh, absolutely. First play, we turned it over. So, we get the ball back. I think it's the second play of that series. We turned it over again. I mean, just we hadn't done that ever. And yeah. Then, you know, we start throwing the ball a little bit, and we try to force some things. And when you look at the end of the night, you have 7 turnovers, and you lose by 22 points, and you're thinking, holy crap, like, what? If you look at stats, minus the turnovers, I mean, we're right there in the thick of things. That should have been a ball game, but, you know, I don't know who you're beating when you turn the ball over like that, but it would have been fun to eliminate some of those and see kind of where we're at the end of the night. But,
well,
to emphasize the next week in practice.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, and you capitalized on it, getting a win over Willow Springs 44-13, but well, you've got right now, you know, there's 2 teams in the SCA that, you know, we'll find out the last week, or possibly, you could play spoiler alert tonight. Boy, that would taste good, wouldn't it? You've got,
oh, that'd be great.
You're hosting the Mountain Grove Panthers, Coach Swafford and his Panthers. They're 6-1 overall. They're unblemished in the SCA. And they're just kind of right now a machine, you know. I mean, they're running that flex offense, and it's just come and get you some, isn't it?
Yeah, it's well-oiled, and, you know, Aiden Estep, I feel like we've talked about him. It seems like we've got a lot of quarterbacks in the league that's been doing this for 4 years. And, you know, he was back of the year last year in the conference, and for good reason. And, you know, he runs the offense so well, and you better account for him on every play, because if he keeps it, I mean, he's liable to go to the house at any moment. So, you know, he is the key for us. We got to know if he's got the ball or not. And, you know, I mean, they've just got a 3-headed monster back there, or a 4-headed monster, I guess, if you include Estep. I mean, any of their backs are capable of going to the house at any moment. And you really can't just stop one of them. I think they're pretty balanced.
Yeah.
And what they've done with the rushing categories. So pick your poison, I guess, if you're Mountain Grove, on who you want to feed that night. Seems like they just seem to get it done play after play. So definitely it's going to be important for us to minimize big plays. I mean, obviously, Estep was the champion in the 100-meter dash in the conference last year. So he's going to be faster than anybody we got on the field. So we got to bottle him up and contain him and just try to eliminate some explosive plays.
Well, I'm sure everybody's kind of now, we're at that portion of our schedule and the season where you got to start kind of looking at the position of the districts. And there's 2 games left.
Yep.
You've got 2 tough opponents. You've got Mountain Grove tonight, and then the final regular season, you got the Liberty Eagles.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get some points for playing up, but, you know, right now you're sitting at 5. I mean, it's, you could, I mean, your Tigers could move up, couldn't they?
We could. You know, I'm not very smart. Misha, their formula,
it's confusing.
You need a scientist and a calculator, I think, to figure out all of it. But I think we're going to be somewhere in the 5 or 6 slot. You know, as of today, that would put us against Ava or Fair Grove, I believe. So that's kind of what that looks like, I think, and that's kind of how I see that, you know, unfolding. But I guess time will tell, and the formula will play itself out then probably, Saturday after the Liberty game.
I'm guessing that it may be an Ava-Houston rematch, which it doesn't matter who the opponent is because it's a whole new season. But that Ava-Houston rematch, that's got a pretty good sound to it, doesn't it?
It does. They got some really nice kids over there. But, you know, when you turn the ball over 7 times, you really just continue to shoot yourself in the foot. We give them some really good field position. You know, woulda, shoulda, coulda. You can play all that scenario in your head and stay up till 2 or 3 in the morning the night of and watching that and trying not to vomit. But, you know, we didn't get it done, and they capitalized on everything that we screwed up. And, you know, that's what happens when you make mistakes. Good teams make you pay, and that's what they did to us. And so I guess we'll just play out the next 2 weeks and kind of see where we're at. You know, Fair Grove, I don't know. I mean, Fair Grove is kind of up and down a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, we knew what they graduated last year, so they got Forsyth this week, and then I think Forsyth's got Buffalo the following week. So, I mean, it'd be interesting, I guess, to see kind of what goes on definitely with Fair Grove and Forsyth moving forward. But I don't know. I would guess we're at this point we're either playing Ava or Fair Grove. So let it shake out, and we'll see where we're at.
And see, for me, and this is really as long because, you know, Liberty, Houston will play week 9. Let's as long as it's not Liberty, Houston week 10.
For real.
I mean, that's been that way for so many years. It's like, come on, you know.
Yeah.
We gotta get separated here, and we'll see how it all pans out. Everybody, again, head coach of the Houston Tigers, Eric Sloan. He'll be taking on his squad. We'll be taking on the Mountain Grove Panthers tonight. That's going to be right here on the Mountain of Rock Q94. Coach Sloan, thanks for hanging with us, and we'll visit next Friday morning.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
And don't forget, this hour is being brought to you by our good friends at Bear Dodge Jeep Ram Chrysler West Plains. Don't get a bad deal. Get a Bear deal, because why pay more?